Well, hello again, everybody. Craig Heist with our MLB.com Nationals beat reporter, Bill Latson. Welcome to our podcast. Hey, it's the off season.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy off season too, Craig, because I don't think the Nationals are satisfied, and I expect them to make some big moves.
Let's talk about this coming Monday. That's when the flurry of awards, postseason awards, start to come out. And the first one on Monday will be Bryce Harper, whether or not he's going to win Rookie of the Year. Todd Frazier, the Reds, won the Players' Choice Award last week, or earlier this week, actually. But what do you think about Bryce's chances?
You know, you and I spoke about this earlier this week, and I thought Bryce Harper was going to win every Rookie of the Year award, any award that's out there. But I was really surprised about Todd Frazier, and Todd Frazier had a great year, no question about it. But you got to say he's the favorite now after what happened, and I thought Bryce Harper was going to win that Player's Choice Award, and he didn't. So I have to say Todd Frazier could win Rookie of the Year.
But now let me ask you something about the Player's Choice Award. How much of Harper's brashness, Harper's, you know, the way he plays the game? I know the media kind of puts that out there too, but how much of that do you think played into Frazier winning it as opposed to Bryce Harper?
I don't think it is because, you know, like, I don't think, first of all, Bryce Harper is as bad as people say he is. And I think he's...
But there is that perception.
Yeah, but he's a great guy. He's always available to all of us.
Yeah.
And I really believe, Craig, that... Greg, I mean, he's confident. There's no question. He's a confident guy. And people don't like that. But to me, as far as I'm concerned, that's their problem because he really impressed me and... I thought it's a no-brainer he should be Rookie of the Year.
Well, there's no question. He plays the game hard. He plays the game the right way. He goes 110 miles an hour all the time. But yet there's a certain part of me that thinks some of the players are saying, you know, hey, you're going to have to earn it with us. And I think maybe that played a role in this.
I'm sure it did. But, you know, Bryce Harper doesn't care about all that. I mean, you saw what he did with Cole Hamels. You know, he was hit by a pitch and then he stole home. So, I mean, right there that tells you the type of player and person Bryce Harper is. He'll get his revenge his own way.
And I really think down the stretch, through the month of September, he really kind of distanced himself from other guys.
I did too, Craig. He played better defense. We can't forget that. I thought he was a great second-place hitter. And, you know, he was up there in run score, too, and he led the team in triples. So he was impressive, especially after the All-Star break.
All right, Davey Johnson wins the Sporting News Manager of the Year. Does he get the Manager of the Year this week?
It's a no-brainer. Best manager in Nationals history, and if he doesn't win it, he'll be robbed. I mean, it's a no-brainer. This is going to be a battle of the beltway here because Buck Showalter is going to win AL Manager of the Year, too, my prediction.
Well, now, here's the thing with Davey. We know he's under contract as a consultant for this team, and yet there's still no contract in place for him to come back and manage this team. But I think this is just one of those situations that's going to get done. It's just a matter of when.
It's right. And they're not in a rush. I mean, we know he's going to be back. Rizzo said it many times. He wants Davey Johnson back. Davey Johnson wants to manage. Davey Johnson is not going to leave with a sour taste in his mouth, which happened a few weeks ago. So he's coming back. There's no question.
All right, moves to be made. We saw the Nationals, they held up their end of the bargain with the offers and the options to both Adam LaRoche and Sean Burnett, but both players declined the mutual option. You know, LaRoche, after 33 homers and 100 RBIs, he's looking for a multi-year deal. They both are, really. But with LaRoche, you would have to think the Nats are probably going to go 2 years with an option. I think LaRoche probably wants 3 years.
Yes, and I can understand the Nationals side of it, too. Gary, remember, he missed almost a full season because of shoulder problems. And, yes, while he's healthy, there's that risk factor. I don't know if LaRoche is going to get a multi-year deal. I don't think he's going to get a three-year deal. I think he'll be lucky if the Nationals offer a two-year deal. As far as Sean Burnett is concerned, I don't see the Nationals giving him a two-year deal. I think he's gone. And he didn't pitch well, we know, because of the elbow. But still, I just don't see them giving him a two-year deal. So I think he'll be playing somewhere else when it's all said and done.
All right, well, that means they're going to have to go out and get some bullpen help. Now, that could be from within. But I'm certain that Mike Rizzo will look outside this organization for some bullpen help.
Well, you have Mike Gonzalez. We can't forget him. He's a free agent, and he wants to come back. I think it depends on what the free agency list is, you know, what's available, I should say, because it's not, you know, slim pickings out there. So I don't know, man. It's really tough to pick, and who knows? But I would really consider Mike Gonzalez to come back, too.
But you would have to think, and I, you know, obviously I've seen Mike Gonzalez not just here with the Nationals, but I also saw him in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I really am of the belief that while I like Mike Gonzalez, I still think Sean Burnett, even when he's struggling, is going to be the more consistent lefty out of the pen.
Probably so, Craig, but, you know, Mike Gonzalez did a good job as, you know, a long man coming in. I thought he did a good job. And, you know, as long as he's not closing, and he didn't do a good job of that when he was in Baltimore, I would say re-sign him, give him another chance. I thought he did well for the Nationals.
All right, winter meetings coming up first week of December down in Nashville. What are the Nationals specifically looking for? Keep in mind, we have the GM meetings, too, right around the corner.
Yes, they're looking for another starting pitcher. That's if they can't sign Edwin Jackson. They're not going to give Edwin Jackson a multi-year deal either. I don't think he's coming back. Zach Greinke's out there. We know the Nationals won him a couple of years ago. You know, you have Anibal Sanchez, but I think he's going back to Detroit. So, you know, I think it depends. I think they'll go after a starting pitcher to help the young guys in that rotation, for sure. In terms of an outfielder, they need a leadoff hitter because Jason Wirth is not going to be the leadoff hitter. He did a great job, but they want him in the middle of the order. I think they're going to go after Michael Bourne. I mean, he's the obvious choice. He's the obvious leadoff hitter. And I think that's really all the Nationals need. I even like their bench. I mean, their bench is pretty good, too. But it wouldn't surprise me if they went after bench players, too.
Well, because, I mean, I don't think, obviously, Mark DeRosa, even though he's a Davey Johnson favorite, you have to consider him probably not here next year.
Oh, definitely not. Chad Tracy signed an extension, so he's going to be back. You got to make decisions on Tyler Moore, Michael Morris, for sure. If you sign Adam LaRoche, do you trade Michael Morris? And the question is, yeah, I think so. Because see if you can get maybe a pitcher for him, who knows. But if you don't sign LaRoche and you put Morris back at first, another situation that no one has tackled, I tackled it briefly yesterday, is at second base. What are you going to do with Espinosa and Steve Lombardozzi? Because they are in constant discussions right now about those two guys.
I've heard that Espinosa could be traded if the right thing comes along.
It wouldn't surprise me because, Espinosa did not hit well from the left side. And Espinosa's going to have to make a decision, or the team's going to have to make a decision on whether he's strictly a right-handed hitter because that's where he's good at, or, you know, continue to be a switch hitter or change his ways from the left side.
Well, he's going to have to change his ways because there's no way they can handle 180-some strikeouts out of that position.
That's correct, because he's not the only one that strikes out a lot. I mean, Ian Desmond, Jason Wirth to a certain degree.
Did you say Desmond?
Yes, Ian Desmond.
I wanted to make sure my hearing wasn't bad.
Well, you know, I think Ian Desmond is, when it comes down to it, will be a great player. You know how I feel about him.
Yes, trust me, I know how you feel about.
But I tell you, that's the questions they don't have to ask, because Espinosa really has to improve from the left side.
And Ian, if you're listening to this, we're joking. We always joke. Anyway, you know, I think really when they look long term, if LaRoche isn't the guy, or they can't bring him back, or if he signs somewhere else, there's a lot of talk about moving Ryan Zimmerman across the diamond to first base, and then Anthony Rendon takes over at third base.
Right.
That's certainly a scenario that may not be too far down the line.
No, they're thinking about it right now. In fact, that they're considering putting Zimmerman at first. But, you know, Rendon has a lot to prove, too. And I'm not just talking about hitting the baseball. He has to prove that he can be injury-free because dating back to college, even in the pros, he's missed a lot of time. So he's going to have to show that he can play right away. And, if he can do that, more power to him. If he can't, then he'll start the season in the minor leagues for sure.
Bill Latson, MLB.com, Nats beat writer. Got the owners' meetings coming up, followed by the winter meeting. Should be a lot of fun over the next month and a half.
It's going to be great, man.